Shanti. Today, Bap Dada
Abhane,
the one with many arms, is looking at his arms in all four directions. Some arms are in front in the corporeal form. And many arms are visible in their subtle forms. Many arms are in front in their physical form, and some arms are visible in their physical forms in front, and many arms are visible in their subtle forms. On seeing so many arms, Bap Dada is smiling. Bap Dada is happy to see so many arms of his. All the arms
ever ready
are all rounders ever ready and obedient arms, though number wise. Bap Dada only signals and the right hands. Say, yes, Baba, we are ready, Baba.
Abhi, Baba.
Right now, Baba. On seeing such type of near and dear children,
kitne khushi hoti.
How happy Baba must be, how happy Baba must be on seeing such near and dear children. Bab Dada has spiritual pride or is spiritually proud. That besides Bab Dada,
or kisi bhi dharam atma,
no one else, not even a religious soul or a great soul has such type and that many cooperative arms. Just see, go round the whole cycle.
Aisi bujhai.
Has anyone else ever got such arms or such hands? The Hindi word for arms and hands is the same, bhuja. Therefore,
visheshta ko dekh rahe,
Bap Dada is seeing the speciality of each of his arms. You are the special arms selected from the whole world. You are the arms who cooperate God, who are God's helpers. You are the arms who help God. See, so many have reached. See, in this hall, so many have reached. Do all of you experience yourselves to be God's arms? Aren't you proud of it? You are proud of it, aren't you? Bap Dada is happy. Bap Dada is happy to see how all of you have come from all four corners to celebrate New Year. But what does the new year remind you of?
I am
it reminds you of the new age. New birth. Much old this last birth is, as much old this last birth is, that much beautiful will be your new birth. So in contrast to this, that new birth will be so beautiful. This one is ugly. That one is beautiful. Or actually, sham doesn't really mean ugly, it means dark complexion and that much fair complexion. It's the difference of day and night. Just as at present you are very much aware of the old year and you are also aware of the new year. Both are very clear in front of you. Similarly, does the new age, the new birth come so clearly in front of your eyes? Just as this old year and new year are so clear in front of you, so does the new age and the new birth come so clear in front of your eyes? This is your last birth now, and tomorrow you will be in your new birth. Is it so clear in front of you? Does it come in front of your eyes so clearly? Those children who came at the beginning, they experienced Brahma Baba.
Shari Rupi Vastra.
Brahma Baba experience the new birth, the new age, the dress, the royal dress of an emperor so clearly, as if that new dress was in front of him hanging. On the wall, all those who used to meet Brahma Baba, they felt this so clearly from him. He would say, "Today this body is old, but tomorrow I'm going to be a little child." And Baba used to point out to us, "Krishna, today I'm old, tomorrow I'll become this little child." Do you remember how Brahma Baba used to experience that? The older ones know it very well. They used to see this in Brahma Baba. So it's a matter of just today and tomorrow. The game of today and tomorrow, so clearly it should be visible. Your future should be so clearly visible in this way of today and tomorrow. It should be experienced in that way. Today you are self-sovereigns, and tomorrow you will become world sovereigns. Aren't you proud of that? Aren't you intoxicated of it? See, all the children are sitting with crowns on their heads. What are you intoxicated of? What intoxication do you feel when you wear crowns? This one is intoxicated of an angel. This one, an angel, the little children who are in the children's retreat, they are sitting with crowns and they are waving to Baba and saying, "Yes, Baba, we are very intoxicated." You see, look at the children, they are waving to Baba. Yes, yes, very good, very good. Little children are even standing up and showing themselves to Baba. Yes, they have even their flags, see Baba's flags in their hands, and they are waving that too in front of Baba. So Baba is happy to see you. Okay, children, enough. So what will you do in the new year? What will you do in the new year? What novelty, what newness will you bring in the new year? Have you made any plans? What newness will you bring? You keep on having programs. You did the program of 100,000, 200,000. What newness will you do now?
Thank you.
the people of today, on one hand, have desires for many things, but they are or have desire for spiritual progress, for spiritual attainment, but they do not have the courage. Even wish to listen to Gyan, to the knowledge. But they do not have the courage to become that. Therefore, in order to transform such souls, first of all, you have to give wings of courage to the souls. The basis for the wings of courage is experience. You have to give them an experience. Experience is such a thing that it is like getting a handful of something or a drop of something, and that experience will give them wings to fly or legs to move forward, and only with that courage, the wings or legs of courage, will they be able to move forward. And for that, in this year in particular, you will have to become a constant, unbroken bestower a great donor. That is, you have to constantly keep on giving, giving, giving all the time. You have to become a constant great donor, bestower. Through your mind, bestow power to the souls through your thoughts, through your vibrations. Give power to the souls. Through your words, donate knowledge. Through your actions, donate virtues. The whole day. Whether it is through your mind or words or actions, thoughts, words or actions, through all the three, you have to become a constant great donor. According to the need of the time, it shouldn't be that you should donate only sometimes, but you have to be a continuous donor, constant donor. Because to become a great donor, you have to first check the amount of income you have accumulated in you. How much have you accumulated in the accounts of all the four subjects? That is, in how much percentage you have accumulated in your account. If you do not have enough in your account, that is, if you have not accumulated enough in your account, how can you become a great donor? What is the sign of checking how much you have accumulated in your account? In your thoughts, words and actions,
seva toki.
You do service, no doubt. You do service to your thoughts, words and actions, but how much you have accumulated in your account from that depends on while serving how much contented you are within yourself while serving. The first sign is depends on how much contented you are within yourself while serving. And the second thing, while serving others or whomever you are serving, whoever you are serving, are they experiencing the joy or happiness of contentment within them? So not only should you be contented, but even they should experience the joy of contentment. If both ways, that is yourself as well as them, in both ways there isn't satisfaction, then you should think, that it has not been added in your account of whatever service you have done, if there isn't the satisfaction from or at both ends, the one who serves and the one who are being served. Sometimes Bap Dada looks at or sees your accounts, how much you have accumulated. After the sees your accounts to check how much you have accumulated, and he finds out that you serve a lot but the accumulation isn't enough, it's less comparatively compared to how much to the amount you serve. What is the reason? The reason is that something is lacking in the satisfaction on either ends or on both ends. If you do not experience satisfaction, whether it's you or the ones whom you are serving, if that satisfaction isn't experienced, it means that enough is not accumulated, or less is accumulated in your account. Bhaktada has given a golden key to the children through which they can increase their account in a very easy way. You know the key, don't you? You have received it, haven't you? The easy way to accumulate in your account or to make it full, for that the golden key, you know what it is? Any thought, word or action, whatever you do, whenever you are serving, at that time, first of all, within yourself, there should be the awareness that you are only an instrument. I am only an instrument. You need the feelings of an instrument, the feelings of humility, feeling of love, feeling of good wishes. Love means spiritual love, soul conscious love. If all these feelings are there in your consciousness, and you are stabilized in that awareness and then serving, then because of these feelings of yours, the wishes of the souls will be fulfilled. Or the bhavna of the souls will be fulfilled. Bhavna has these wishes, bhavna also means their feelings will be fulfilled. That is, they will receive what they were looking for. These days it is very important to know what each one wishes. And also people in the world to note that, what the other one wants. And they note what you, how you do. They note whether you are serving in an egoistic way or you are serving in an altruistic way, humble way, selfless way. Wherever there is the feeling of being an instrument, there the feeling of humility comes automatically. Therefore, check. Whether you are able to accumulate and how much you are able to accumulate. Because at the present time it is only this Sangam Yuga, the confluence age, when you can really accumulate. Because after this the whole Kalpa whatever you accumulate now, that you will be reaping. You'll be reaping of that. Whatever you accumulate now in the whole Kalpa. Therefore, in this year, what do you have to give special attention to? You have to check to what extent you have accumulated in your account. Become a checker as well as a maker. Because the scenes, because you are already seeing the scenes of the end coming. You are already seeing the scenes of the end coming. And all of you have made a promise to Baba. All of you have made a promise to Bab Dada that we will become like you. Haven't you made this promise? Have you? Yes. Those who have made this promise, raise your hand. Are you sure you have made this promise? That Baba, we will become like you means equal, not in person, not in less percent, but equal to you means completely like Baba. Okay, lower your hand. So nearly everyone has raised his hands. So Baba Purnam, lower your hand. Therefore, you have to become Bab Saman. And for that you need a full account. Is it not? You have to become like Brahma Baba, is it not? Brahma what special, what special divine acts or deeds did you find of Brahma Baba? Right from the beginning till the end. In every aspect. Did he ever say I, or did he say Baba, Baba? Did he ever say, I am doing it? No. He always said, Baba is getting it done. Baba is doing it. He would ask, whom have you come to meet? You have come to meet Baba. Means always Brahma Baba would point out to a Shiv Baba. There was complete lackness or ignorance of I-ness. You saw this in Brahma Baba, didn't you? Did you? In every Murli, how many times Baba reminds you of Baba, Baba, Baba. Therefore, to become equal, the meaning of that is complete ignorance or absence of I-ness. You have been already told about this before, that the I-ness, I, you know, in the Brahmins is also very royal. Do you remember? You have been told before about this. Everyone wishes that Bap Dada should be revealed. We should reveal Bap Dada. You make good plans, big plans. They are good plans for revealing Baba, and Baba is happy about it. However, the royal form of I-ness decreases the percentage of success. In your plans, in your thoughts, there should be the natural awareness of Baba, Baba, Baba all the time. In your thoughts, words and actions, there should be the natural awareness of Baba, Baba, Baba all the time. Not I, but Baba is getting it done. Baba is doing it. It was the special dharana of Jagatamba Mama.
Jagatamba ka slogan
yadi. You remember Jagatamba's slogan, Mama's slogan? Do you remember? The older ones would be remembering what Mama used to say, what slogan she would give. Do you remember? Say, Hukum Hi Hukum Chalai Raha. So Baba says, somebody says to Baba, yes, Hukum Hi Hukum is an Urdu word, means the Supreme, the Master is instructing and acting on the instructions of the Supreme. This was the special dharana of Mama Jagadamba. Means I'm working under the orders of the Supreme. So if you want to become equal, you have to be like that, so that the I-ness finishes. Only Baba, Baba should be uttered from your lips, and that also should be natural, automatic. In your actions, your face should reveal the Father. That is, Baba's face should be revealed through your face. Only then revelation will happen. Dada keeps hearing many songs of the royal form of I-ness. Whatever I did was right. Whatever I thought was right. Only that should happen. This I-ness will deceive you. It's okay to think. You may think. You may also say. That means tell your plan. Say what you had been thinking. But with humility and as an instrument. Dada has taught you a spiritual drill earlier. Do you know? Do you remember? A spiritual drill. Baba has taught you. Which one is that? One moment become a master, the next moment become a child. Whilst giving your ideas, your thoughts, give them as a master. And whatever is accepted by the majority, whatever is agreed upon by the majority, accept. accept that as a child. This is to become a master and a child. This spiritual drill of master and child is very, very essential. Just remember three words which Bap Dada taught. You know those three words, you remember those three words. In your mind, your thoughts, there should be the incorporeal stage. So incorporeal in your mind, egoless in your words, and wiseless in your actions. So bodiless in your thoughts, egoless in your words, and wiseless in your actions. Whenever you create thoughts at that time, stabilize yourself in your bodiless stage and create thoughts. If you forget everything else, doesn't matter, but do not forget these three words: bodiless, egoless, viceless. These three words are a gift from Sakar Baba to you. So, Sakar Baba had great love for you, and even till now, Dabi foreigners say that they love Brahma Baba so much. Don't all of you love Brahma Baba? Yes, Dabi foreigners, do all of you love Brahma Baba? You love Brahma Baba very much, don't you? Yes, yes. Very good. And if someone is loved very much, then whatever gift that one gives is appreciated and kept with great care. Even if it's a small gift, but if there is love for that one who's given the gift, then that little gift is also hidden and protected well, kept well, taken good care of. You all love Brahma Baba. Therefore, it means to have love for these three teachings in the form of three words of Brahma Baba, which Brahma Baba spoke at the end. You know, these were the last three words before Baba left the body. So Baba is reminding us of that. And if you make efforts only these three words, keeping them in mind, then it will be very easy to become perfect. Just remember the three words. What did Brahma Baba say? Therefore, in the new year, you may do service through words as much as you wish, with all the great pomp and show. Baba say, you do as much as you want, service through words. But along with that, you also have to pay attention to becoming like the Father. Let all experience that from this sister or from this brother, I got the experience of a lot of strength. I got the experience of peace. Because experience is never forgotten. If something is just heard, that could be forgotten. It may be liked, but then it's forgotten easily. But experience is such a thing which will pull that soul and bring him closer to you. The one who is only in contact will come closer and be in relationship. Because unless he comes into relationship, he cannot become an heir or take or claim the inheritance. Therefore, experience will make souls come into relationship. Okay, did you understand? What will you do? You have to check. You have to become a checker as well as a maker. Become a maker of giving experience, and in order to accumulate in your accounts, become a checker. Okay, so all of you have reached. Congratulating all of the 3 million fold from his heart with all the blessings. See, all of you are seated on the floor. Most of you, all the chairs have been removed. You're not sitting on the chairs, and the Hindi word is patrani. Pat means floor, and patrani also means a queen. So you're sitting on the floor. Not sitting on the chairs. You don't say chair queen, but you say floor queen. Today most of you are sitting on the floor because you're a large number and the chairs have been removed. So Baba is saying most of you are sitting on the floor. Hope you're not tired sitting for so long. And you're saying, no Baba. So you have been when you, if it was you've been sitting on chairs all the time and now you are sitting on the floor, so maybe sitting on the floor may have brought tiredness in you. They're saying no. So Baba is saying, yeah, when there's happiness, every old tiredness is gone. Okay.
Samachar mishnaya.
Bab Dada got the news
that
many groups have come. One is the group of little children who have come at the International Children's Retreat. Stand up. All the little children who are at the International Children's Retreat, and all the other children also standing up. Never mind. Yes, is everybody able
to touch anybody?
The children? Yes, ground children. All the children who are the International Retreat for Children are crowned and they are waving their flags too. It's good. Yes, yes, bring your, put your flags down. Put your flags down, Baba's telling those children who have their flags waving. So Baba's telling the children, now listen attention children. You children are happy to see Baba, aren't you? Yes? Baba is also happy to see you children. And Baba got the news that the children did their children's retreat. Children, stand up, yeah. Okay, sit down, sit down, sit down. How many children were there in the children's retreat? Twenty-six children had come in the retreat. From 11 countries, from 11 countries, the little children came in the retreat, 26 of them. It is good. Now whatever you did in the retreat, you heard in the retreat, you experienced in the retreat, you will go in your countries and do the retreat to other children, won't you? Okay? Yeah, they are waving to Baba with their flags and they are saying, say Hanji. Say Hanji. Don't forget that you have to do this retreat for other children in your countries. Become such examples. So that everyone should say, oh great children, you are great, you are great. Baba will get the result from your countries. Whatever lessons you learnt in your retreat, that you have to bring into your actions. Not just up to your ears only, but you have to bring them into your actions too. It is good. The children are colored by the company they mix in, and therefore Bab Dada is happy to see the children. Congratulations. Special congratulations to the little children. First congratulations for the crown you are wearing. You have come here well decorated. And the children are still waving with their flags to Baba. They look very excited. Baba is telling the children again, though you are seated here, but all the children in all the countries are watching you, they are hearing you, they are looking at you. America, London, everyone is getting, is hearing all this, and they are also looking at you, they are watching you, how lucky you are. Which is the other group? The other group is a youth group. Double foreigners do very good youth retreats. Yeah, so although the participants in the youth retreat, yeah, very good, you do, you take double benefit. You do your retreat and you also meet Pap Dada. Very good, double benefit you take. This is the youth group. Hundred and forty from 26 countries. 26 countries. So 130 youth from 26 countries. Congratulations. So double 26. How much will it become? So now you have to do a lot of service. You have to show a lot through your service. You have created an international group. This is an international group, is it not? It's an international group, is it? Yes. Who is the teacher? Gopi Ben. Well, the teachers stand up. Lee Bai, Gopi Ben, Maureen Ben. They are the teachers. Gopi Ben of Oxford. We got Trimurti teachers. Maureen of London. Lee Bai from Australia. You got Trimurti teachers. Bap Dada heard the news. And also heard the result of the youth group. Bap Dada liked one thing very much in particular. And it's very good for everyone too. The youth group has kept the aim that we will conscious. You learned the lesson of the soul very well, didn't you? Wave to Baba. Will it remain until Madhuban only, or you will take it with you when you go back in your countries? Baba is saying the child means, you know, Gulzar Dadi told this news to Baba, and Baba said that she told you, didn't you? That in the boarding school in the Yagya, Baba taught this lesson very well to the little, to the children. So you also have made a promise, you have really worked hard on it, that you will stay soul conscious, pakka, firm, and you will stay conscious all the time. And how will you to know that this lesson is very firm in you of soul consciousness? Baba, will you write your report to Baba? The teachers, they should write the report. At the end of every month, the report should come from all four corners of these, of the youth. You get the news from them and then send that report to Madhuvan. Then, don't send the name of Dadi and Devi. They have many things to do.
Office, maybe.
Send it to the office. And whenever you send any letter of news, at that time, right at the top, this is for this department. This news is for this department. Youth result is for this department, for the youth. Then, you know, Dadi Ratan Mohini, she's in charge of the youth. You could write to her. So Baba is saying, you write to the department. And then Baba will come to know how far you have done it in practical way, then many others will also learn from this. They will be very enthusiastic too. You've kept a very good topic. Let anything happen, but do not come into body consciousness. Bap Dada has liked it very much. The report is good. That means it's good news. Now, when you go back to your countries, now create such gatherings of the youth amongst you too. If the youth are strong and they pass in this lesson of soul consciousness, then even the government will give you a prize. See, the president, he will give you the prize, an award. He's very good. He knows the Brahmakumaris. Actually, you don't need an award. But through this, lots of service takes place. The television, the radio, it spreads in the media that, through the media, that the Brahmakumars and Brahmakumaris have made such a promise and they are doing it in a practical way. You will do it, won't you? Won't you show in this way? Will you? Yes, they are leaving to Baba. Okay. The older ones are good, but let the youth become number one. Bap Dada. In advance is blessing you a great deal, lots and lots of blessings to the youth, and the blessings of the father should be kept with you all the time. Okay, you may sit down. It is good. They take double benefit. It is good. Gujarat is the servant group this time, and there are 3,500 Gujarat has come. 3,500. Only the main teachers of Gujarat stand up. All the teachers of Gujarat. Teachers are also so many. So many teachers. Must be over 500 to 600 teachers. Baba is asking this child,
number one consciousness.
who has the maximum number of teachers, in which zone? Which zone has the maximum number of teachers?
Maharashtra.
Maharashtra has the maximum number of teachers.
Second
number is Gujarat. Yeah.
Second number Gujarat.
So first number is
first
Maharashtra.
Maharashtra.
The maximum number
Maharashtra
of teachers
me.
In the state. And those of Maharashtra are clapping. Maharashtra includes even Bombay, Andhra Pradesh, that's all included in Maharashtra zone. Because Andhra Pradesh is also no less, it's quite big. So the Andhra Pradesh is not as a separate state, it's included in Maharashtra, that's why that number is big. And Gujarat is just one state, Gujarat state. Or do you have others also in your zone? No, just one Gujarat. Congratulations. So the service is obstacle free, is it not? You are so many teachers and you are as much you are so many teachers and so much service. Is it also that much obstacle free? Aren't you obstacle free? Aren't you number one in becoming obstacle free too? Are you? Yes? Number one in becoming obstacle free too? At this time you have got the golden chance of service, of serving, you know, in this group, and therefore the new year will begin with your service. So let this newness come in your service too. That in the new year, whole of Gujarat should become number one in becoming obstacle free. And then Bap Dada will show your example to all the other zones. It's a big zone and it is obstacle free. You will set an example and become number one in that, won't you? Okay. The teachers on this side, did you stand up? Did you raise your hand? Did all of you raise your hand? Raise your hand, those who will say we will become obstacle free. But not just raising the hand, but then make your mind also fly. It's easy to raise the hand. It's not just raising the hand, but making your mind fly. That is important. The arm or hand is not without the mind. Then congratulations. Congratulations in advance as well as blessings to you. The blessings the Dadi is to for you. See, Baba's remembering Janki Dadi, she is, you know, not well and is in her room in Shantivan. So Baba is remembering her and saying Janki Dadi, Janat child, is also blessing you. You have to show wonders. Let anything happen, just merge it within you. Just give it to Baba and merge it in your mind. Let there be the power of tolerance and the second the power of accommodation. If both these powers are there in you, then you will pass with honors. Power of tolerance, power of accommodation. With these powers, if they are there in you, you will pass with honors. Immerse these powers in you, power of tolerance and power of accommodation. Don't accommodate in such a way that you become sick. suppress too much, and then they become sick. It affects their, you know, their brain is affected. They become mentally sick too. So Baba saying, don't become sick. Merge it, and in the form of a power of accommodation. So through the power of accommodation, merge that within you. You can do it. Gujarat can do it. Gujarat, yes. Say yes. We have to do it. We will do it. Pap Dada also says, it has already happened. When you say we will do it, it is like it has already happened. Okay, you may sit down. There are many sevadharis of Gujarat. Baba is not making them stand up. It's a big number, 3,500. Do you wish to stand up? Okay, stand up. Because Baba Singh must be thinking that they have been sitting for long, so it's good for them if they stand up. Baba telling them to stand up. The sevadharis of Gujarat, 3,500, they are scattered all over the hall of 20,000. Right till the end, they are there. The hall is fully packed. So Baba is telling them. Babas in Gujarat, that you have one special blessing compared to all the other zones. Which special blessing, which is extra, which is one more than what the other zones get blessings. So one more blessing. The extra blessing Gujarat has is that it was Brahma Baba who first had the thought that there should be service in Gujarat. The bestower of fortune, Brahma Father, because of his drishti on Gujarat, you have been born. So you have a special blessing. Brahma Baba, during Brahma Baba's time, Gujarat service had just started, you know. Because Baba remember, Baba said Gujarat must be served. So it was Brahma Baba who got the first center opened in Ahmedabad in Gujarat. So Baba is saying that. This is why Gujarat has got a lift. Now, through the gift of this lift, become free of obstacles easily. Okay, you may sit down. You have done very good service. The heart of Gujarat is big, generous heart. It is a generous heart, and therefore it's a big gathering of Gujarat. Who else? Jurist and cultural wing. Jurist. Jurist wing, cultural wing too. First jurist wing. Yes, wave to Baba, that's so that everybody is able to see you. Nearly 100 in this ring. Did all of you see the jurists? In your Brahmin family, in one group, one wing, so many lawyers and judges in this group, jurist group. There are many lawyers and judges in one group. you haven't fulfilled one desire of Bap Dada. Have you? Baba always tells us to the jurors, you haven't fulfilled one desire of Bap Dada. You are lawyers and judges. That is, you are jurors. So, you have to now shake the people. You have to shake the people by making them know who the sermonizer of the Gita is. You haven't made such a plan yet. Give a memorandum about the sermonizer of the Gita. Baba always says that, okay, little bit of sound you can spread to individual people at least. Try it in this way. Shake them in this way. Even individuals. To individuals you could tell them who the sermonizer of the Gita is. The poor things, it's because of this one blunder which has been made. Instead of the father's name, the child's name has been put, that they are unable to claim the father's inheritance, and therefore to such souls who are not able to receive the inheritance, you have to become instruments to make them get the inheritance. So make a plan of some sort. Do some little bit of rehearsal in that. Shake them to some extent and see what they tell you. Just as, see, science and silence. Nowadays, people think that there should be a combination of science and silence. People do believe in it, they accept it, they want it. Similarly, meditation and secondly, like meditation and medicine, that mixing also people understand. Similarly, jurist and what will you prove? Just as medical people are proving meditation in medicine and scientists are proving silence in science, what will you prove? Baba said the other day also that all wings should prepare some slogan like science and silence, meditation and medicine. Similarly, the jurist also should prepare a slogan of a similar sort. Ramesh Bhai is saying something. Ramesh Bhai said something I couldn't hear. Do you remember Baba saying at the beginning when exhibitions started? At that time they had put up a probe, in the form of a probe, or like a probe, who is the sermonizer of the Gita. So at the beginning they used to put up a probe. It's like a questionnaire. Nowadays you don't put that questionnaire. Ramesh Bhai is saying that because it is something to prove in the court. So when it comes to some lawyers are thinking that we should actually file a case in the court that the sermonizer of the Gita The sermonizer of the Gita is Shiva, not Krishna. So some lawyers, Baba's children, they are not wanting it because they think that if we challenge the people like that, then this will not become like a secular thing. They'll think that we are Hindus. So Baba is saying, Baba is not saying that you should file a case in the court. Baba is not saying like that, but at least make people understand. So as Baba you have said, the religious group, social group, and such groups we can separate. Baba is saying, no, first you discuss with people individually and they should be prepared on your behalf to do something. Okay. Bab Dada is saying,
give up, self, judge yourself.
Bab Dada is saying, judge yourself. You can elaborate on this topic. Judge yourself. Tell the judges.
Self, you are judge.
You become your own judge and judge yourself. And in this way, transform the world. So, those judges who give judgments in the court, they, and to everyone, judge yourself. So invent such words, coin some new words in the form of new slogans, in the form of two words so that they are rhyming. Like science and silence, meditation, medicine, this is Baba wants the Jews to coin some words so that they could be rhymed. First a small group could be prepared for this and then they could extend themselves, expand. So congratulations. You have retreats, you have meetings, it's good. You sit together and think, and therefore congratulations for that. And Ramesh Bhai saying, we also hold many conferences. Very good.
Conferences.
They hold many conferences too, Ramesh Bhai saying. Yes. Yes, two of them. Very good. So many mics have been produced. They are Ramesh Bhai saying, and Baba is saying that they haven't come in front of Baba. And Ramesh Bhai is saying, yes, they have come. High court judges have come in front of Baba. But Baba is saying, mic means those whose sound, whose voice has strength. And a mic means the one whose voice has strength so that it's able to spread in the world. That one is called a mic. Prepare such mics. Krishna, here was there, Ramesh Bhai saying. He was a big mic. He was, but now... And he comes sometimes, but he isn't well, he's old, you know. So Baba is saying, become fearless and create mics. And those mics should be able to speak for you fearlessly. Not those type of mics who speak only in their little groups, but who spread the sound all over. They are called the mics. Who else is there? Cultural wing, yes. Cultural wing, stand up. And Usha Ben of Bombay, Ramesh Bhai and Usha Ben. Usha Ben is the coordinator of this wing, cultural wing. There are also many, nearly 100, you see. Or they are sitting together, side by side. what newness, what new plans has the cultural wing made? Have you made any new plans? Take the mic and speak. Usha Behn of Bombay is saying something. We have made a plan of a conference and a rally in northern India. Yeah, that's fine. What new have you made? This is good, you may do that. And she's saying, we have made a new exhibition and that, yes, that is very good, and that exhibition we will hold in many places and make the people come to know what our original culture was and Bharat and how it is the original culture of the whole world. In this way we want to reveal Bap Dada through exhibitions. Okay. Baba is saying, okay. Bap Dada wishes that every wing should make a new plan. For a long time you have been having conferences. How many years have you been holding conferences? Many years, is it not? And even exhibitions and rallies and all that you keep on doing. But now make a new plan. Cultural carnival, like a festival. And where to do that festival? We have the plan of doing it in Bombay. In which we can have many cultural programs, in which through which we could reveal Bap Dada. Baba saying, okay, do it. Yeah, make plans. Okay. If anybody else has any new plans, this Bap Dada is saying for all the wings that if you have any new plans, you could tell. Everyone has come to know, haven't you? Everyone in the world has come to know now that Brahma Kumaris hold conferences, they hold exhibitions, they hold, all these things. But then something new, Baba wants something new. Make a new plan so that people think that these Brahma Kumaris are doing something unique and we must go to see it. Because people nowadays want novelty, newness, some innovation should be done. You will be touched, intellects will be touched. It's not a big thing. And Baba will see which wing will show the novelty. Who will go number one? Okay, do it. After Amrit Vela, not at the time of Amrit Vela, but after Amrit Vela, there's a lot of strength in the head at that time. That time think. Then you will get the touching. So whatever you've done up to now, congratulations for that, and whatever plans you've made for the future, that also you may go ahead and do, but also do something new. Think about it. Very good. You may sit down.
UP or Rajasthan mein
Dadiji wants that there should be big melas, big fairs in UP and Rajasthan. And Baba says, yes, they should be done, because in UP and Rajasthan, for a long time, no big programs have taken place. And now the Vice President of India, Shekhawat, he came for the Delhi program, and Baba is saying that he is close to the Brahma Kumaris, no, and his sound can spread. And you should take good benefit of that, because he's on the seat as the Vice President of the country, and he's from Rajasthan, no? So Baba is saying that when somebody is seated on the seat of position, then whatever he speaks has weight, it has value, and therefore you should take benefit of that, and whatever Dadi is thinking is good. If they need help, then they can, you can take each other's help, but you should do it. Daddy is saying something. Okay, what is to be then? Muni Ben is saying that they are going to do a big fair in Bhopal, big program in Bhopal, and Calcutta also did a very big program. Muni Ben is telling Baba, and Baba saying, yes, whatever big programs, a mega program which have taken place in all these places, each place has its own speciality, Every program was special, unique. Somewhere it was the publicity which was very good, somewhere a lot of public came. Just like in Delhi, the sound reached even abroad. And in Calcutta there were 200,000, so it was the quantity of people. Similarly, Gujarat was the first one to do a mega program. The invention was by Gujarat. Bombay did next. Bombay also did not do less. It spread a good sound. In Madras also it took place. Madras made such good pictures that everyone copied them. The picture of three dadis. It was Madras which did it, and others copied, they make big posters of the three dadis. Yeah, Gujarat made first. So Gujarat took number one, no? But Madras did in a different way. It was very attractive. In Calcutta also it was very good, Muni Ben is saying, and good publicity happened. Baba saying, yes, everywhere it was very good. Baba Dada is very happy to see the unity and unity among the children, and also the concentration the children had in serving. So it was good publicity too, and it was good publicity too. So everyone came to know that Brahma Kumaris are doing a big program, and you came together, you were united, and therefore number one, congratulations for that, for your unity. Yes, Bhopal is also going to do a big program. Bhopal is clever too. It is clever in doing functions. Even they will do wonders, Bhopal. Because in Bhopal there are very good IPs, They serve in the administration wing, The many IPs are in their connection. Now how much they use that in service, they must have made that program. They are also clear. It will be good. Now what will all of you do? What new gift will you give to Baba for the new year? Will you give any gift to Baba for the new year or not? What do you do for the new year? You give gifts to one another, don't you? You exchange gifts. One is they give gifts and the other is they give cards. So actually Baba does not need a card, but he needs a record. Not a card, but a record. The record of all the children should be number one. This type of record Baba wants. You should be free of obstacles. Now when Bap Dada hears that some obstacle has come somewhere, at that time Baba remembers a very amusing game. You know which game? The game is of old people playing with dolls. They are old, but they are playing with dolls. So it's very amusing, is it not? Old people playing with dolls. So these small trivial matters which create obstacles, when Baba sees that, then it seems as if it's like aged people, old people, elderly people, and they are talking such childish things, playing with dolls. Therefore Baba does not like this record. Instead of sending cards, give the record of being free of obstacles. Learn how to make molehill of a mountain and also to finish that molehill and blow it off like you would do cotton wool. That's what Baba wants now. Bap Dada also wants that each one's face should be able to reveal Bap Dada's face. So Baba wants each one's face to be like a mirror through which they can see Bap Dada's face. Bap Dada should be visible through your face. Therefore Bap Dada wants the gift of this unique mirror from you. There could be no such mirror in the world through which God could be visible. Therefore, give such a gift for the new year, so that is you become that unique mirror yourself. This is a gift Bap Dada wants from you. Whoever looks at you, whoever hears you or listens to you should see and hear only Bap Dada. They should be able to hear Bap Dada through you. Will you give this gift to Baba? Will you? Those who are making a determined thought, they should raise their hand. And now don't raise your hand just like that, but it should be with the determination. Yes, Baba, we will reveal Bap Dada through our faces and words. Why is the first row not raising the hand? First row? Why aren't you raising the hand? All the dadas are sitting there. So Baba is looking at them saying, double foreigners, you are raising your hands too? Okay. The Sindhi group is also raising the hand. You know, a Sindhi group has come from London, Hong Kong, from everywhere. Are you sure? You are raising your hand with the determination? The whole Sindhi group stand up? The whole Sindhi group? Brother Girish from London, the other Sindhi group, Arjun, Brother Ratan, Ratna, and many other Sindhis have come. Will you give this gift to Baba? Make your face reveal Baba through you. Raise your hand. If you are promising, raise your hand. Will you give this gift to Baba? This one is not raising the hand. Raise your hand high. The Sindhi group, yes. Brother Sanjay is here too. Yes, has everyone raised their hand? Baba Srin Dadi, she will get the report. No, she will get the report. You will send her the report. You write your news to Daddy. At the end of every month, you write a letter to Daddy, to Bap Dada. Baba, I'm okay. I'm keeping up to my promise. Baba, I'm okay. You will write only two words. That's all. No more. You can write it on a postcard too. It will do. Need not write more. You don't have to spend more. You can just send a card. Okay? Okay? Yes? Yes? At least nod your head and say okay. Nod your head. It is good. Bap Dada has one hope, one desire, one wish. From the Sindhi group, should Baba tell you? Baba wishes that to take place from you. Bap Dada has this hope that from the Sindhi group there should be at least one mic. You should be able to take out a mic like a spokesperson from your group, who should be able to challenge and say, oh, what I was and what I have become now. He should be able to relate his experience to the Sindhis so that they are awakened. The poor ones, they are called the poor ones. Baba's calling they are poor ones. They don't recognize the father. They do not recognize that God came in their land. Therefore, someone from the Sindhi group should speak up and say with the challenge that I will tell you how much transformation has come in my life. Okay, will you fulfill that desire of Bap Dada? Now only a few Sindhis have come. But you have to fill the zeal and enthusiasm in them and make them and become the stars of hope for them, the ones who will fulfill Bhaktada's hope as well as become the stars of success. Prepare some mics of this type. Okay? Okay, yes, will you do it? Bhaktada will say, what is this one saying? What of was Brother Sanjay, I think? Who? Sanjay, is it? Sanjay, you want to say something? Sanjay, you wish to say something? Sanjay Ravina? Is that Baba saying, yes, they are hearing the translation. Say something, Sanjay. Will you do it? He's saying something. And he's sitting near Verbhai. Yes, say loudly. Sanjay, say, speak in English. Never mind. Sanjay Bhai, you want to say something? Say. He's saying, I'll do it. Okay, you'll do it. That's what you're saying. Anything else? Okay, good. Will the Kumaris do it too? Kumaris? Lavina is here. Congratulations to you, the Kumaris too. Brother Girish is of London is saying that, Baba, we want to do a conference for the Sindhis in London in July. And Baba saying, yes, but for that create some mics. Sindhi mics, creates a Sindhi mic. Okay, you may sit down. When the Sindhi group comes, then the gathering looks more beautiful. There's a splendor in the gathering. Now, do you remember what you have to give to everyone? Or what you have to give to Baba? You have to give the gift as well as your record to Baba. If once you become a mirror yourself, you'll automatically give your record. Bhaktada doesn't wish to see you working so hard, laboring. Baba doesn't like to see that. And also, he doesn't like to see you, striving hard, working over trivial matters, trying to finish them off, laboring in this way. No, Baba wants you to fly. And when you fly, everything will be left behind at the bottom, down below you, because you will be up. Okay, what's to be done next? Are all the Madhuban Nivasis okay? All those are Madhuban, raise your hand. Yes. All of you, Madhuban, Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovar, Shanti, when all those are Pandav Bhavan, raise your hand. All those are Pandav Bhavan, raise your hand. Yeah. A few have come. Gyan Sarovar, those of Gyan Sarovar, raise your hand. Actually, in Pandav Bhavan, Gyan Sarovar, they're also able to see Baba on the television through wireless. The connections have been made and they're able to see and hear Baba very well. Shantivan Nivasis, raise your hand. Muni Ben is making Dadi to raise her hand too, that now we are also Shantivan Nivasis because the Dadis are most of the time staying in Shantivan. Muni Ben is raising that she is Shantivan Nivasi now. Okay. So to all of you, whether you are a Pandav Bhavan, a Gyan Sarovar or Shantivan, or the global hospital. Hospital Nivasis must have come too. Those of the hospital, yes, if you have. Yeah, a few have come. They are hearing in the hospital too. So through wireless, it's not easy to hear everywhere. To everyone, Bab Dada is congratulating very, very much from the heart. Because you serve everyone very well. All those who come to you are served very well by you. You are number one in serving others. And other things Baba will say later, but in serving others you are number one. You are serving tirelessly, and this has become your natural practice now, habit now of serving tirelessly. See the big gathering, how many have come this time? How many have come this time? Ram Shlok is sitting there, and 15,000 have come in the group, and 3,000 others, so 18,000 are sitting in this hall, and you're looking after 15,000 people, and are every one of you double foreigners and those of Bharat, are all of you okay? Are you staying comfortably? Are you getting good food to eat? Is food okay? Everything okay? Hope you are not feeling cold. Did you get blankets and quilts? What about the mothers? Are you comfortable? Mothers, raise your hand. Are you comfortable wherever you are accommodated? Okay. Therefore, remember, remember the newness which you have to show in the new year. All those sitting outside, oh, Baba is speaking about those who are listening to the internet. Baba is saying that they are listening and also enjoying themselves, because only a few may be watching, but there'll be many who are listening outside. So Bab Dada is happy to know that how the children, though they are far away in physical distance, but they are listening with so much love as if they are sitting right in front of Bab Dada. And there's so much difference of time as well, but with courage and enthusiasm they are sitting even at this hour. Yes, Baba received many cards. They are kept on the stage too, many cards, so many cards were received this time, New Year cards, Christmas cards. So Baba is saying, Baba received many cards, but to all those who have sent cards, or giving cards, Bap, Dada, in response to that, is along with love, remembrance and blessings. Baba is telling them in that in return of the card, now show your record also. Congratulations for sending the cards, but Bap Dada wants to now see your record. Then Bap Dada will congratulate you a lot, a great deal, more and more and more. Double foreigners also send lovely toys. They send, you have sent letters. This is the very big speciality of the double foreigners. Bap Dada likes it very much, the speciality of the double foreigners. Even Janak child is listening to Baba. She's listening to the result of the double foreigner. She's happy to hear this. She's actually in bed in her room. Not a doctor has told her to take rest. And the speciality of double foreigners is that they are very honest. They speak the truth. They are very honest. And the Lord is pleased with the honest heart. Though they sometimes come into upheavals, they shake a lot, they shake too sometimes, but then they speak the truth. They tell the truth about their stage. And the one who speaks the truth, his half, you know, mistake is finished, means the punishment of that mistake, half of that is finished. This is why Bap Dada likes this speciality very much of speaking the truth. Because those who speak lies, you know, lies are such that internally they do feel guilty. Just like if a thorn pricks, it hurts, doesn't it? It hurts, it pricks inside. It keeps pricking. Similarly, if someone speaks lies, then his conscience bites him all the time. He'll never stay happy. He'll never be happy. He'll always create problems. He'll always find problems or be in problems. This is why by becoming a clean and clear soul, that cleanliness and clarity will make them become elevated souls, because they get help from Baba, they get a lift. So double foreigners, this is your speciality. Now never reduce this or lessen this speciality of yours, because it is the speciality of being honest that is really uplifting you a great deal. It's making you progress well. Okay. Actually, Baba is now giving drishti. To all the great donor children, to all the continuous great donor children in all four directions, to all the right hands, obedient arms, in all four directions, to all the courageous souls who always give wings of courage, to all the souls the children who follow the Father at every step, in every action, and become Bab Saman, who like Brahma Baba and Jagatamba Saraswati, can keep on giving all the time, and in this way receive blessings from all to such beloved children of Bab Dada. Love, remembrance and namaste.
बांटने वाले भी ध्यान देंगे, उसी समय डायमंड हॉल में सभी भाई बहनों को बिठा करके ही आप टोली बांटते जाएंगे। टोली बांटने वाले तैयार, जोर से ताली बजाएंगे और जोर से।
Happy, happy, happy.
present, it is a confluence. Confluence of the old year and the new year. At the confluence of the old year and the new year, Baptata is giving lots and lots of blessings from the heart and love and remembrance, congratulations, lots of plates of congratulations to all the beloved long lost children and the sweet children. Be happy during the entire year. Constantly be aware of your fortune, of your most elevated fortune, and become master bestower of fortune. So love and remembrance of this confluence. Daddy is saying, Baba, it has become morning. Good morning. Bab Dada is speaking for the double foreigners. Baba is speaking for the double foreigners as well as for the Indians. Double good night and double good morning, both of them. Just like you are becoming happy now, if any situation comes in front of you, remember today, remember the today's scene and dance in happiness. Constantly swing in the swing of happiness. Let there be no waves, traces of sorrow. There are many souls who are experiencing sorrow. There are many who are seeing sorrow, who are experiencing sorrow. You are the children of the bestower of happiness, and so you are embodiment of happiness. Sometimes swing in the swing of happiness, sometimes in the swing of love, sometimes in the swing of peace. Constantly swing. Do not keep your feet in the mud. Do not keep your feet down in the mud. Constantly be happy and make others happy. And distribute happiness to others. Acha.
कायम यही रहा कि विभिन्न प्रकार के इसमें गीत हो, एक पंजाबी भाषा में जोर से ताली बजाएंगे. एक पंजाबी भाषा में भंगड़ा और गुजराती में है और युवा के लिए और नारी जाति के लिए और बाबा की याद के गीत इसमें बनाए गए हैं.
पालना साकार की या सारे संसार।